USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Inflation in July drops to 8.5% from 9.1% a month earlier. The decrease is better as the recession continues to still be painful to everyone's wallets. Tim Michaels, a wealthy businessman endorsed by President Trump, won the Republican primary for Wisconsin governor on Tuesday and will face Democrat Governor Tony Evers in November.
This race has been about getting proper executive leadership in the governor's mansion and a great governor who served the people of Wisconsin.
The Internal Revenue Service must hand over President Trump's tax records to a House committee. A federal appeals court ruled on Tuesday, dismissing a long-running legal battle to block tax officials. Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the Democrat from California, described the order as a victory. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
President Trump said he will testify under oath as part of a New York State civil investigation into his business dealings of his company, the Trump Organization. Today, the New York Attorney General, Letitia James, is questioning if Trump misled the value of assets, including golf courses and skyscrapers, to tax authorities. 90 days before the midterm elections, and the Department of Justice raids a possible future presidential candidate with automatic machine guns.
There are still more questions than answers regarding the FBI's raid of former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida on Monday night. Among those looking for details on why it happened is South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham.
We're 90 days before an election. The FBI sent agents to the home of a former president, the leading contender to be the nominee for 2024, and I want to know why.
For the USA Radio News Gulf Coast Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
USA Radio News.
Suspense.
A shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
A former Twitter employee was convicted of spying for Saudi Arabia by turning over personal information of platform users who'd use anonymous names to criticize the kingdom and its royal family. Ahmad Abuamo, a U.S. resident born in Egypt, was found guilty of money laundering, conspiracy to commit wire fraud, and falsifying records. He faces 10 to 20 years in prison when he's sentenced. Representative James Comer, the Republican from Kentucky, told Newsmax, the Monday raid on President Trump's Florida home was cleared by the intelligence community that has gotten every single decision wrong since President Biden started running the show.
We don't just want to probe the Department of Justice and the FBI. We want to actually reform the FBI. There have been too many instances like this with the intelligence community. Huge failures. For example, the intelligence community led Congress to believe that the Afghanistan government would fight the Taliban, and we all saw they never fired a shot. Then the intelligence community led Congress to believe that Ukraine would be like Afghanistan, run off. Now you look, the intelligence community based so much information on the Steele dossier, which we now know was fake. And here we have an instance where the intelligence community, most recently in the last 24 hours, raided the former president of the United States, who's the front runner for president in the next election, and they give nobody any explanation other than there were a few documents missing from the National Archives.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.